conscience pure, it's and holy for his sake. May the Lord keep our intentions pure, it's and holy for his sake.
الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ. Welcome to the program, The Core of Action. In this program, we explore the significance of intention, which is deemed as the essence of action. My dear viewers, in our previous episodes, we've discussed the importance of having good intentions before engaging in various virtuous actions. Today, we'll hear about the intentions behind visiting graves. Before we start our topic, let's take a moment to learn about the virtues of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "On Fridays, recite durood upon me in abundance, because it is known as Yawm Mashhud, meaning the day of angels visit my court. On the special day, angels in particular come to my court. Whenever someone sends durood upon me, their durood is promptly presented to me even before they complete it." Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu states, "I asked Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, what will happen after your passing? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, even after my passing, it will be presented in the same way, because Allah Almighty has prohibited the earth from consuming the bodies of prophets. Hence, the Prophet of Allah Almighty remains alive and is provided sustenance as well." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, while we are alive, we have the opportunity to engage in acts of obedience to Allah Almighty. However, once we depart from this world, our opportunities to perform such actions come to an end. Hence, among the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the advice to take advantage of life before death. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam urged us to make the most of the time that Allah Almighty has bestowed upon us. We should also dedicate ourselves to performing righteous deeds. During our lifetime, we should strive to accumulate as many good deeds as possible. Everyone acknowledges that life is a tremendous blessing from Allah Almighty. To ensure a blissful afterlife, it is crucial to engage in good deeds, obey Allah's command, and follow the example set by the Holy Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. These actions serve as a pathway to ease and salvation in the hereafter. When alive, individuals should continuously strive to perform righteous acts. However, upon death, one's ability to accumulate good deeds ceases, except for ongoing acts of charity, which continue to yield rewards. Among the provisions that benefit a person in the grave is the isali sawab done for him after his passing. After death, individuals rely on rewards set by their families, relatives, and friends. Moreover, the soul of the deceased finds solace when loved ones visit their graves. Though the soul departs from body at death, it remains ever alive. Visiting the graves of departed loved ones is a practice supported by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's own actions. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam frequently visited the graves of his esteemed companions alayhim ridwan and instructed his followers to do the same. By doing so, the souls of the deceased find comfort in the grave. Therefore, in today's episode, we'll explore the noble intentions behind visiting a grave. Alongside this, we'll present various ahadith and perspective of our esteemed pious predecessors. We will also share essential etiquette and insightful reflections on visiting graves. Stay tuned for a comprehensive understanding of this sacred practice. Before heading to the graveyard, make your intention to visit the graves following the example set by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, visiting a grave is not only permissible, but also encouraged. In line with the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who advised us to visit graves as a reminder of the hereafter, we find evidence of his own visits to graves. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrated that during the nights when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stayed at her house, he would often visit the graveyard of Baqi at the end of the night. There, he would address the deceased, saying, O Muslims in this abode, may peace be upon you. The thing that was promised to you has reached you. You will get it soon. And if Allah Almighty wills, we will also join you. O Allah Almighty, forgive the people of Baqiya Gharqat. Furthermore, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would also visit the graves of his uncle Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu and the martyrs of Badr. This proves that visiting grave is not only permissible, but was also practiced by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam himself. Therefore, when you visit graves, intend to follow the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. As Muslims, we have to imitate the actions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and visiting graves is one of those actions. By visiting graves with the intention of following the Prophet's sunnah, you will earn blessings and rewards. May Allah Almighty enable us to learn and implement the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam into our daily lives. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Before heading to the graveyard, make your intention to visit the graves of your loved ones and fellow Muslims. My dear viewers, when you visit a graveyard, including the graves of your loved ones and fellow Muslims, recite the Holy Quran or Durood and send their rewards and supplicate for their forgiveness. This act provides solace to the departed souls in their graves. Basically, Isale Sawab entails performing a virtuous act such as reciting chapters from the Holy Quran or Durood and then supplicating. O Allah Almighty, bestow the rewards of this deed upon so-and-so or all Muslims. This is what Isale Sawab means. Now the question arises, what benefit do our departed loved ones derive from our supplications and acts of charity? In this regard, there's a hadith narrated by Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, wherein the benefit of Isale Sawab is stated. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we supplicate for our deceased and give charity and perform hajj on their behalf. Does its reward reach them? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, its reward indeed reaches them and they rejoice in it just as one of you rejoices in receiving a gift. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, it is important to remember that supplicating for someone is a great form of support. Not only does it bring goodness to the person for whom supplication is made and to whom reward is sent, but it also brings great reward to the person offering supplication, as mentioned in a narration. Whoever seeks forgiveness for Muslim men and Muslim women, Allah Almighty will write for him a good deed equaling to the number of every Muslim man and Muslim woman. Therefore, it is important to supplicate for the forgiveness of both of your living relatives and your deceased loved ones. By doing so, you can gain the blessings mentioned in this hadith. Surely, sending the reward to the deceased carries its own blessings. While we are alive, we have the opportunity to earn rewards through our good deeds. However, those who have passed away can no longer perform such deeds. They rely on our supplications and the reward of virtues we send to them. How fortunate are those who leave behind children who remember to supplicate for them. Unfortunately, in today's world, many people are unaware of how to make supplications or send the reward of good deeds to their departed loved ones. During sacred nights, Eid celebration, and other special occasions, we should remember our departed loved ones. Alongside reciting the Holy Quran and sending reward on their behalf, visit their graves and give charity in the name of Allah Almighty. By doing so, we not only receive blessings, but also extend blessings to those who have passed away. Before heading to the graveyard, make the intention to visit graves to gain a lesson and contemplate the hereafter. My dear viewers, when visiting graves, there's a profound lesson to be learned. It is a reminder that every soul will eventually meet its end. Those resting in these graves were once amongst us, but death claimed them away swiftly. Their journey serves as a stark reminder of our own mortality. As we stand by these graves, we're compelled to reflect on our own lives, reconsider our actions, and strive to be better. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam once said, I used to forbid you from visiting graves, but now I encourage it, for it softens the heart, brings tears to the eyes, and reminds us of the hereafter. Therefore, it is important to contemplate our eventual journey to the grave and the hereafter. By visiting the graves of fellow Muslims, we can reflect on our own preparations for the afterlife and offer comfort by sending them rewards. May Allah Almighty Make our passage to the eternal realm smooth and grant us His boundless mercy. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Before heading to the graveyard, set your intention to recite the Holy Quran to send the reward to the deceased. My dear viewers, it is important to recognize that the mercy of Allah Almighty descends wherever the Holy Quran is recited. So when you visit graves, also intend to recite the Holy Quran. Reciting the Holy Quran is an act of giving reward, not only for ourselves, but also for the deceased. When we send the reward of this recitation to those resting in graves, their souls find solace and happiness in it. My dear viewers, the more you recite from the Holy Quran during your visit, the greater the benefits you'll receive. However, at the very least, make sure to recite Surah Al-Fatiha and Surah Al-Ikhlas. These chapters hold immense significance. According to a hadith narrated by the Holy Prophet ﷺ, the person who visits a graveyard and recites Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Ikhlas, and Surah Al-Takathur, and then supplicates, O Allah Almighty, send the reward of my Quran recitation to Muslim men and women of this graveyard, will receive intercession from all of them on Judgment Day. My dear viewers, these three short chapters hold immense significance. When you visit a graveyard, recite these chapters and send the reward to the deceased. On Judgment Day, these departed souls will intercede for you. And therefore, whenever you have the opportunity to visit a graveyard, recite these chapters to send the reward to fellow Muslims. My dear viewers, parents hold a revered status in Islam, deserving of utmost gratitude of their tireless effort in shaping our lives. The father diligently guides his children, while the mother selflessly sacrifices and nurtures them through various challenges. Their contributions are immeasurable. Islam mandates serving and honoring them in this life and even after their passing. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized the importance of visiting the graves of parents, stating that the one who visits the grave of both parents or either one of them on Friday will attain forgiveness from Allah Almighty, and such a person will be regarded as one who treats their parents with kindness and respect. Here, Friday refers to Friday itself or entire week. It is recommended to visit the graves of parents every Friday. If visiting is not possible, one should send them the reward of virtues every Friday. Therefore, for those whose parents are no longer alive, it is advisable to visit their graves once a week, recite the Holy Quran, and send them the reward. By doing so, Allah Almighty will grant them its reward and will also serve as a source of solace and comfort for the deceased. Before heading to the graveyard, intend to follow the etiquettes of visiting a grave. My dear viewers, it is essential to carry out every action in accordance with the proper protocol. In Islam, the etiquette and principles for every deed are clearly charted. Whenever we have the opportunity to pay a visit to a graveyard, it is important to observe these etiquettes. Let's hear about some of the manners of visiting a grave. When heading to visit a shrine or a grave, avoid engaging in idle talk along the way. Upon arrival at the graveyard, greet the deceased with the following words: Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur. Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum. Antum salafuna wa nahnu bil athar. Which means, peace be upon you, O dwellers of the grave. May Allah Almighty forgive both you and us. You have gone ahead and we are to follow. Avoid kissing or touching the grave. Instead, maintain some distance from it. This is especially important when visiting a shrine. Refrain from kissing the grave and stand at a respectful distance. Stepping or sleeping on a grave is disrespectful and can cause discomfort to the deceased. Therefore, refrain from stepping on, treading on, sitting on, or leaning against a grave. If you have to pass over a grave to reach your parents' grave, offer Fatiha while standing at a distance, as stepping on a Muslim's grave is considered forbidden. Avoid lighting candles on graves as it is disrespectful and causes discomfort to the deceased. However, if there's an empty spot nearby that wasn't previously a grave, you may place a candle there. To discover more about the virtues and etiquettes of visiting a graveyard, you can read the booklet written by Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Sheikh Ilyas Qadri Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, titled 25 Tales of the Graveyard. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to consistently send reward of virtues to our departed loved ones. May we make a sincere intention whenever we visit a grave. May Allah Almighty enable us to visit a graveyard in accordance with Islamic teachings. آمین. بجاہ النبی الکریم صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم، صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم.
Keep our intentions pure, it's unholy.